1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. Eminem has assured producers of the Grammys that he will not do anything out of bounds during the live broadcast, according to top network sources. Nevertheless, CBS censors will have their fingers on the panic button if wild man Marshall Mathers, who once sang that he did not give a damn about the awards, goes over the edge. The network will allow the words bitch or ho on the air if they slip out, according to an insider, but no other profanity. So obscenities having to do with women are fine, but anything else, CBS is not going to let out, okay? Just remember, okay, well, we'll let out bitch and ho, because after all, that's just about chicks, right? But anything else, we will not tolerate obscenities from any of the artists tonight, said an executive. But we are not expecting much, quite frankly. Vernon Dozier is a we're gonna shift gears radically and talk to a high school athletic director. His name is Vernon Dozier. He works at a local high school as a athletic director and also as a coach on a couple of the athletic teams. Vernon, you also have a son who is 14 years of age. He's in middle school. Have you heard the lyrics of this guy? Okay, do we have this gentleman up? Vern, are you there?
Yes, Phil, I'm right here. I'm sorry, could you repeat your question?
Go ahead. I mean, go ahead and answer after I give you the question. Have you heard the lyrics?
I'll be happy to answer after I hear your question.
Thank you. Have you heard the lyrics to this guy's music?
Seriously, Phil, I have heard the lyrics, and they do have to do with... And they have to do with sexual relations between a son and his mother. I think there is some mention of rape.
What are you, now your son is 14. Does he listen to this music?
I don't let that into our house. I don't let my son listen to that, and I have my reasons for that.
What are your reasons?
Well, Phil, I'm an educator. I have an open mind, and I am very well aware that young men. First of all, let's take a look at who we're talking about here. We're talking about a young man who is singing about something that is very natural. I think when a young man comes into puberty, he's naturally going to be attracted sexually to his mother. And that's why I think Eminem's, in a way, is healthy, because it vents the unspoken desire. I guess you'd say there is a natural desire that a young man is going to have to want to have sexual relations with his own mother. But
we're talking about lyrics that contain an expressed desire to rape and kill the guy's mother, okay?
I realize it's extreme, but it does express a basic normal boyish desire to commit to commit rape against your own mother. The birth process, one of the things is,
well, you're an educator. You're telling me that it is normal for a young boy to want to have sex with or rape his mother.
Well, you have to understand the birth process. The birth process is a very violent process, and when we are all born, we go through it, and it sets up a lifelong desire on the subconscious level for some kind of revenge. So the boy is going to go through a phase where he wants to rape his own mother, and what I think concerns any parent, what concerns any father, is that your own son wants to have sex with your wife, and... I think that's common courtesy. It dictates that you recognize territory and propriety and domain, and you never get... there's an old saying, you never get between a dog and his meat, so...
Well, all right, look, let's roll back here, because you're saying a lot of stuff here, and I don't know that I'm clear. First of all...
Phil, no one has sex with... Let me just add, nobody has sex with my wife other than me, least of all my son, except me. My wife is gorgeous, and I think it comes, It's come to my son's attention, and I live with the cold fear that he'd want to have sex with her.
Well, hold on for a minute. You're saying it's natural for a boy to want to have sex with his mother, and that's what Eminem's singing about?
That is what he's singing about. That's why young men are attracted to his music. I think that's why a lot of people are attracted to his music, because he sings about things that the young people are aware of. It is scary to us as adults, but I'm an educator, and I've been around kids. Yes, it's frightening to an adult, but we don't understand. These are young people simply expressing a natural, healthy desire, and in this case, it is a normal desire to want to rape and eventually murder your own mother, but you go through that.
All right, hold on for a minute, if you wouldn't mind. The athletic director, Vernon Dozier, is with us talking about Eminem's music. You have a son.
I do have a son, yes.
And your fear is what? That your son is going to want to rape his mother or?
Well, no, no, because again, Phil, you have to hear me. My fear is that my son is going to have sex with my wife. It's natural for him to want to have sex with his mother, but he's not going to have sex with my wife. You understand what I'm saying? Because now we're getting in. Now you're going to get me angry. And you don't want to do that.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show, our number 1-800-449-8686. Vernon Dozier is with us. We're talking about Eminem and the lyrical content of his music having to do with raping his own mother and killing her. He's angry at his mother, isn't he?
Yes, in the song he is angry at his mother, yes.
And you're saying that's because the birth process was so difficult?
Yes. Again, Phil, you have to understand the psychology. Freud tells us, as does Adler and Jung, and if you look at the literature, the normal desire for a boy to have sex with his wife, to have sex with his mother, I should say, and in this case would be my son having sex with my wife, comes out because of the violent birth process. I want to get back to the...
So why don't you let your son listen to Eminem's lyrics of This Is Normal?
Because I don't want my son getting any ideas about my wife. It is his mother. Yes, he does want to have sex with her. It's a normal thing, but he has to understand it's my wife. And even though he's my son, the only one that has sex with my wife is me. Now, I live, as I was going to say to you, Phil, with the cold steel fear that every father has, that I'll come home from work some night and I'll hear the laughter of two people coming from the shower, walk in, and realize it's my son and my wife. And that's what Eminem's music creates, an atmosphere that makes it okay to act on having sex with your mother. And that's why I think Eminem's music should be, I think it should be burned. I hate it. I hate him. Not because he's expressing it.
A moment ago you said that you understood it, now you hate him.
Because if my son has sex with my wife, I'm going to be very angry, and I'm going to blame Eminem for that, because that's what he's talking about.
All right, well, you're talking about a whole lot of things here. A lot of it is psychological, and a lot of it is political, and most of it I'm not sure I'm familiar with, the desire. Look, I grew up, and I never had a desire to have sex with my own mother.
You know what, Phil, you claim that, and...
No, I'm not claiming it. I'm telling you right now.
I understand. You may feel that now, but there was a time, believe me, when you wanted to do... how do I put this? You wanted to do some... vulgar things with your own mother. And
I did not. I never, ever did. Are you hearing me? I never did.
I don't want to argue with you about it. I'm just telling you, it's a normal thing. If you ever did want to have a night, even if it was just showering together...
I never did.
I'm just saying you never did, but I'm saying it would have been normal.
It would have been normal for me to want to have a shower with my mom.
A shower with her and see what develops. You know, stay home and put some music on. All I'm saying is, I've more than one man has come home and heard Frank Sinatra on the stereo, and he knows that his son is somewhere in the house with his wife, and that's the part.
All right, so if your son had sex with his mother and you were no longer married to her, say you were divorced, would that be all right with you?
I don't understand your question.
You're saying the thing that bothers you most about Eminem's music is that it awakens in a young man the desire to have sex with his mother, and the thing that bothers you about that is he'd be having sex with his mother. She happens to be your wife. So
if I was divorced from my wife, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
No, I would have no problem. And I'm still married to her. A young boy may bring his mother flowers, and what he's really saying is you're hot. And if my son wants to do that, you know, I mean.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Joe, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I think that this gentleman here, I don't think he knows what he's talking about, because I grew
well,
up.
Well, I took 6 years of psychology, so.
Yeah,
I am an educator.
I've taken 2 years of psychology.
That's not as many as six, Joe.
Hold on. Let me
yeah, but Joe, that's not as many as six.
Give me a second here, okay?
Right, you did two.
You've been talking for a long time. Let me talk, okay?
I know, but you did 2 years. I
grew up. I
just wanted you to know that 6 years is more than 2 years.
Okay, we got that.
I did not have any desires to violently do anything to my mother.
Sure.
Yes, when I was small,
I
had the idea of saying, yeah, you know, maybe one day I want to marry my mother. I was about 5 or 6 years old.
Right.
When I became of age,
I did not
want to have sex with my mother.
So you admit
I did not want to rape her, and I didn't want to kill her either.
Well, first of all, you just said that you did.
I grew up with a bunch of kids that also went through the same thing, and none of them ever had that kind of desire.
How do you know?
I mean, you are kidding.
How do you know?
That's insanity.
Do you know the mind of your friends?
To be able to say something like that.
Do you
that,
know
I
the
mean,
mind of your friends?
The man is saying that he never wanted to have sex with his mother, okay? And he's also saying that his friends never...
He doesn't know what his friends were thinking. He doesn't know whether his friends had sex with their own mothers.
I hate to disappoint you, buddy.
If you live in
that kind of fear, that's sad.
No, but hold on.
That's really sad that you have to live that way.
You already admitted something, though.
I haven't admitted anything.
Yes, you did. You said that you wanted to marry your own mother.
Yeah, I was about 5 years old.
Doesn't matter. That is a sexually driven and a sexually charged desire.
You listen,
to marry,
if your children weren't raised right and they have these desires,
to go on a honeymoon with your own mother.
I never even said that. I mean, at five years old, I didn't even know what marriage was.
Oh, you said you wanted to marry.
I mean, give
her.
Me a break.
At least all my son just wants to have sex with his mother. You want to go so far as to marry your own
mother. You are insane in your philosophy, in your thought process. And it's really sad that you have to live like that. You know what?
No, sir, I'm an educator. I study psychology. Society forces us to repress these feelings of sexuality. If we don't remember the desire of sex with your mom,
I'm glad my children don't go to your school.
Wait a minute. You're saying this man doesn't remember desiring his mother because he's repressed it?
Absolutely. And that is what happens. You're obviously...
That is so wrong, because if I would have repressed these feelings, I would not have such a good relationship as I do with my mother. I have never, ever desired my mother sexually.
Well,
I would never even think about killing, raping, or even getting back at my mother. This whole philosophy about this violent birth?
Yes.
Where do you get this from?
It's basic psychology, and I would tell you that
I hate to disappoint you, but the psychology courses that I took and the sexual psychology courses that I took did not go into this philosophy.
Well, but the fact that the psychology didn't go into it
doesn't mean
that you weren't thinking about it, because you
don't know
said
where
you wanted
you
to
took
marry.
Them.
Well, you wanted to marry your mother, buddy.
If you think like that and you taught your children to think like that, that's your business.
Hey, you're the guy that said he wanted to marry his mom.
The rest of America does not think that way.
All right, okay? You're the guy that wanted to marry his mother, okay?
You are...
All right, okay, both you guys, shut up. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Eminem and the lyrics containing words of rape and wishes of death and everything on his mother. Vernon Dozier is an athletic director, and he believes, and a teacher, and he believes that it is perfectly normal for a young boy to want to have sex with his mother, and even rape her and kill her. It's part of the violent birth process, but they eventually grow out of it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686, Phil Henry Show, where the Phil Henry Show has raised $107,562.50 for my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood, and we've done that through the sale of the number one rated Phil Henry Show Best of the Year 2000 CD and picture disc vinyl. So if you'd like a copy of either, call 877-616-7445. With me is Vernon Dozier. He's a teacher and educator. He's also the father of a 14-year-old boy. We're talking about the lyrics of Eminem, where he talks about raping and killing his own mother. And you say, far from it being an expression of antisocial hostility, really, it's a normal thing for a 14-year-old or a 15-year-old or a 16- or a 17-year-old boy to want to have sex with his own mother. Is that correct?
Phil, that is exactly what I'm saying. I'm not saying that it's a proper thing to rape your mother. And I don't think Eminem raped his mother, unless you have some information.
No, he didn't.
All right, so all he's doing is expressing a healthy desire to rape and to murder his mother. It's a mischievous thing. Boys get into trouble all the time, and it's part of growing up. It's part of having a frog in your pocket, wanting to go down to a fishing hole with a pole on your back and going to a ball game and...
Going to a ball game and going down to the fishing hole and raping your mother.
It's part of a normal birth process. The normal... I'm just trying to say to any kid out there who wants to have sex with his own mother, you're okay, you're healthy.
But you don't want your son listening to this music because there's a proprietary thing you have about your wife.
Yeah, nobody has sex with my wife. That's all I'm saying. Somebody else, you know, my son, if I'm not married to her, that's fine. My son is not going to have sex with my wife. You know, like I said, you don't get between a dog and his mate. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you've got a funny way of putting some things.
Well, Mr. Andrew, you have a funny way of asking questions.
No, you just have a very bizarre way of putting things. 1-800-449-8686. Kim, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Kim, hello?
Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to say, Mr. Dozier continues to talk about his education. And I have a master's degree in social work. And, you know, lots of people talk about the Oedipal complex, and that's fine and dandy, but not every child dreams about having sex with his mother.
Okay, what were your qualifications, ma'am?
I have a master's degree in social work.
Whatever that means.
Well, Phil, can I jump in?
Go ahead.
As I said to the last guy, I've got 6 years of psychology. Okay. There is nothing wrong with a young man feeling sexual toward his mother.
And I agree with that
okay. Totally.
Boyd talked about
moving past that, and it is proven moving
that boys
that.
Do think
right.
that.
So what's
and
your problem?
Yet,
so what's
it
your
is
problem?
Not natural, and we should not encourage
Wait a minute.
Children
hand,
to think about that and want to do that.
Oh, I see. So it's natural, but don't encourage it. What are you saying? I don't think you even understand
exactly what
it is
I
you're
just
saying.
Said, sir.
I don't
it
think
is
you
very
understand
frightening
what you're
to
saying.
Me that you,
well, you said it's
as
natural
an educator,
and it's normal,
are,
and then you say don't encourage them to do it.
Influencing okay. our young children. As
I'm
an athletic
you,
director, you have...
Do you have any kids?
Yes, I have 2 children.
Do you have a son?
I have 2 sons.
All right, what are you going to do when the day comes that he is going to, you know, want you to put out, or whatever you want to call it?
My children are never going to want me to put out. My children may have questions about sex, about sexuality, and I will answer those openly and honestly.
She just
I think it's
that
ridiculous
her son
to believe in any educated person. I don't
what do you hold on? What do you mean? Hold on, 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 hold on. What do you mean put out?
One of these days, her son is going to come to her. And he's going to have a smile on his face. What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to talk to them about normal sexuality.
All right, thanks for your call. Here is Brian. You know, what you're doing here, Mr. Dozier, is you're starting to put words into people's mouths. And
look, the lady said that she was, she agreed that Freud said it was a normal thing for a boy to want to have sex with his mother, okay? And then she turns around and says that the kid shouldn't do it. I'm not saying that a kid should do it or shouldn't do it. Don't have sex with my wife. That's all I'm saying.
All right, like the neighborhood kids are all going to want to have sex with your wife, huh?
Well, if their mothers aren't you know, agreeable.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Brian on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, well... I'm sorry to say I don't have the credentials that these two people have. I'm just a normal Joe.
So one day a mother's bending over in the refrigerator. The next thing you know, they're in front of the fire.
Go ahead.
How many boys do you know that have actually expressed the desire to have sex with their mother? And even the other lady caller said that.
I don't know. You were young once. You were young once.
Well, absolutely, and
okay.
I'm telling you, I never had that desire. It never at once crossed my mind.
Well, Phil, again, a lot of these guys are repressing. A lot of what they're saying is for the purpose of the radio. I mean, you know this better than I do.
So all these men are lying.
I think that they are repressing.
So,
but what we're doing is we're talking about Eminem's music, and Eminem's music talks about wanting to rape his mother. Big deal. Okay? Wanting to kill his mother. Big deal. Did he kill his mother?
Not that I know. He did not.
Did he rape his mother?
No, he did not.
Then what's the problem? This happens to be Freudian. It happens to be normal.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Vernon Dozier, who is with, he's an athletic director at a local high school. And we're talking to him about Eminem. And he says that a boy's desire to have sex with his mother is normal. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
We'll be right back.
1-800-449-8686. Well, I mentioned getting around to this, and we are, you know, along with the Grammys tonight, Temptation Island is on. And Temptation Island is like got, I think, about 2 weeks left in its run tonight. And then there is going to be one more next week. And Chris Norton is going to join us. Chris is a big Temptation Island fan. He is a telemarketer. He's an aspiring film producer. And he's on to give us a kind of a late season appraisal of Temptation Island and, you know, the phenomenon that it is as a TV program. We're going to get Chris on the line here from his home in Hermosa Beach. Chris, and how are you tonight?
I'm doing really well, Phil. Thank you.
Why do we watch Temptation Island? Why are we compelled?
Well, it's because, you know, the viewers, I think, are envious more than anything else. And what's not to envy? I mean, the people on Temptation Island are good-looking. They're ripped. They're buff. You know, the women are built, the men are handsome. And I think the viewers tune on Temptation Island and sort of sit there and wish they could be these people and wish they could be on the island. You know, I mean, and the other thing, Phil, I think it's important to understand is that the world needs heroes, you know?
Right.
I mean, these people fill a void that was so desperately needs to be filled. You know, you could talk about White Tossy and Tahid and talk about how they had a baby or whatever, but there's still a couple of proud black people, strong, proud black people. And, you know, White Tossy is tasty. She's nice to look at. She's built. Tahid's very strong, very proud black guy. Andy and Shannon, she's built. She's good looking. Shannon's really built, you know. She's also attorney. I forget the other one.
There's Kaya and Valerie, and Kaya's he's a model and she's a real estate agent.
Right, and he's, you know, he's real, you know, good looking. She's very sexy. Valerie's very sexy looking, and she's a real estate. Or I mean, I think she's a real estate agent. And then Billy and Mandy, I mean, who are two Gen X super idols. She's really cute. He's the kind of guy we'd all want to have a beer with. You know, they're both aspiring to be actors. And so you put it all together, and what's not to want to be, you know, and I can imagine, I mean, I sit at home and I'll watch Temptation Island, I can imagine the people, you know, like the people listening to your show, you know, sitting out there and saying, God, I'd love to be on Temptation Island, I'd love to be on it.
So you think that because we need heroes, these people...
I definitely think they fill a void.
They fill a hero void within all of us. Now, you remember... The stuff that happened with White Tossy and Tahid, they had a kid and they got thrown off, do you really believe that these two people are heroes getting on a show like this with a growing family and a child to rear? Do you really call these people heroes?
Well, first of all, I think you have to understand, Phil, this is a young person's show. I don't know about your generation, you know.
Well, I mean, how do these things change generation to generation? This is a... You know, these are people that had a kid.
Well, but also, a lot of people have kids nowadays and are not married, okay? That's pretty normal. I mean, maybe not for your generation, but for my generation, a lot of people, you know, if you have sex and you make a baby by mistake, you know, she'll raise it and you do, you know, you'll get over there and watch TV sometimes. Okay, and that I think is really what's happening, you know. That's why Tahid and White Tossy are, in a lot of ways, heroes to a lot of people.
Are they your heroes?
What?
Are they your heroes?
Well, they're not my heroes because I'm, and I don't want to sound egotistical or nothing, but I'm sort of like the people on Temptation Island myself. I mean, I'm very good looking. I work out, and I do have a tan. I also have a great job. I'm a telemarketer for a pharmaceutical company. I do hope to one day produce films. So I'm kind of a lot like those people on Temptation Island. And like I said, you asked me the question, why do people tune in?
Right. Why are people tuning into the show? You say because we want to be like these guys.
Well, exactly.
And they are good looking. You're right. And they are physically put together. And they are... You know, in their way, interesting people. And
I also feel the thing to understand is Belize is a great place for these people because they are such beautiful people to look at, and Belize is a beautiful place to be. It's a place that that your listeners probably would not be able to go to. So they're taken there to Temptation Island, you know, like the guy says at the beginning of the show, you know, welcome. to be on the Temptation Island. And a lot of ways, Waitasi and Tahiti, I keep going back to them, but they show how to let others in their own, how to let others in on their relationship and how to raise a child while being in the spotlight. That's really, really, really important. You know, how do you raise a child, okay, after you've signed a deal to do a sitcom? And a lot of people want to know that. And Tahiti and Waitasi, you know, on Temptation Island, they show you about it. I mean, we tune in. I mean, the listeners, your listeners, tune into Temptation Island because they want to live the fantasy life that Billy and Kiwi have, you know. And that's
who's Kiwi?
Mandy. I forgot what her name was.
How do you get Kiwi out of Mandy?
Well, I don't know, because she's tasty like a fruit, you know. But how do you raise a child when the Klieg lights are surrounding you and showing your body off to the world? How do you raise a child when your body is, when you want to show your body off, you know, and the Klieg lights, and they have to send a car to pick you up to take you to the studio? So a lot of that, you know, they show us how to do that.
All right, we're talking with Chris Norton. Chris is a big fan of Temptation Island. He is a telemarketer and also an aspiring film producer, and he's telling us with this, the next to the last week of Temptation Island, why is this show huge? Why is it the phenomenon that it is? Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Chris, if I could...
Could you hold on just a minute, Phil? I got to...
Okay. What are you doing?
I got to answer the door because some friends of mine heard me on the radio and they came over. And, yeah, good. Yeah. I want Phil Henry's show.
Well, get your friends settled.
I want to say also Waitasi and Tahiti are, a lot of ways, modern role model for young parents. They show that you have to be a couple before you're a parent, and a lot of people are not clear on that. You know, do I need to have, how do I have a baby? And they show that you need to be a couple before you can have a baby, and I think that's important.
All right. You said before the television, I'm going to have to think about that last one, Chris.
What?
The last thing you said I got to think about, but you said the television allows my listeners, I should say, to be a part of this, to go to Belize, to...
That's correct.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, your listeners, there's every likelihood. These are really, if you look at Mandy, if you look at Billy, if you look at Kiwi or Kaya or Fanoon or any of the people, these are really, really good-looking people, and they're very, very handsome. They're very, very sassy. Not a lot of people is as sassy as they are, and they're never going to be on Temptation Island, and they're never going to not have, you know, get to be on Temptation Island. So that allows them to be on Temptation Island.
All right, Chris. Number 1-800, can you hold on for a minute here? I want to talk a little bit more about this. Chris, a big fan of Temptation Island, Chris Norton. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, and he's saying that the reason why the show is big is because we all want to be those people. We all want to live like those people. We all want to look like those people. We all want to have relationships like those people, and we all want to be on Belize, and unfortunately, we are who we are, and the chances that we're going to get there, not too high. My personal take, you heard, I think that these people are a little, I don't know what there is to be envious of, but then... Whatever. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show. Chris Norton, who is a fan of Temptation Island, has joined us. He's you're a telemarketer, Chris?
That's correct.
What is that?
I do telemarketing for a pharmaceutical company, and I'm also...
And you're an aspiring film producer.
And I eventually would like to get into producing films.
And you think that the reason why people watch Temptation Island is because they want to be like those people, they want to be good-looking like those people, they want to have bodies like those people, they want to be on Belize. Why do you...
That's correct.
Why do you watch the show?
Well, I mean, I watch the show just to see people like me. I mean, I relate to those people. I mean, those kinds of people are my friends.
You have friends like that?
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I like them. I think they're very, you know, I think there's we have interesting conversations about things, and we go, you know, to our favorite restaurant, have a drink,
maybe have some dinner or some stuffed potato skins or something. And then we go home and we'll watch maybe some movies or something. I mean, I like people like that.
Okay, 1-800-44, just getting clear here. 1-800-449-8686. Chris Norton, who believes the reason why you guys watch Temptation Island is you want to be just like those people. Taylor, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi, thank you.
Hi.
I was just calling because I don't think I could disagree more. And, I mean, as somebody who embarrasses to be represented or have our generation represented by somebody like Chris on your show, people don't want to be like those, like the people on Temptation Island.
I mean, that's completely ridiculous. I totally disagree. I couldn't disagree more. I mean, why people watch the show? Because they want to be Kaya and Venus show us that even though, you know, look at that, the guy, he's actually better looking than his girlfriend. Okay? Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Kaya and that.
You mean Kaya and Valerie?
I mean, yeah, Kaya and Valerie. He's actually better looking than her, and they can still stay together.
I mean, but that has absolutely nothing to do with people looking to them as heroes. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Why? Well,
no more than people look to the people from 90210 or Melrose Place as heroes.
Well, you
they
don't,
watch it because it's interesting, or, I mean, the people might be pretty, but living in Southern California, hell, everybody's pretty.
Well, I mean, I don't know how long you've been in California, but they're not.
And 25 years.
Okay, well, not everybody's pretty in California. And,
you know, Taylor, thank you for the compliment, but I'm from California and I ain't pretty.
Yeah, thank you, Missouri. you know, but the whole thing of it is if you look at Billy and Mandy, okay, he's ripped, she's really, really cute, you know, and that's the way you want to be. That's the way people want to be. Also, when's the last time, have you ever been to Belize?
Well, no.
Okay, that's it. That's your chance to go there.
Well, I mean, that's fine,
saying,
and I'm not negating the fact that people can, in a sense, go to the island to the show. That's fine. And maybe they look at these people and say, wow, those are nice people. I'd like to be able to spend time around people that pretty. But they don't look to them as role models and heroes.
Well,
and especially
being
at White Posse
and
Tahiti. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I mean, one of the reasons why I like them is because I'm also, and I'm not trying to be egotistical or nothing, but I'm also very good looking. I mean, what I mean by that is I'm very, very handsome. I also have sex. And I'm sassy, too. And these are really sexual people. Are you good looking? I mean, I don't know. I don't want to.
Yes, I am. And maybe
Are you sexual?
I'm sorry?
Do you have sexuality?
Absolutely. And I'm very successful. And, I mean, I'm very accomplished in my life. And so, I mean,
well, then
of course,
why don't
on a certain level,
you
can turn around and relate to these people.
Then why don't you identify with these people?
Well, she just said she's accomplished. What does this dude, Billy, do?
Right now, I think he's working as a personal trainer.
No, he's not. He was like a bartender at a Longhorn Steakhouse, I thought.
What?
That Billy, that Billy guy? The guy's a bartender. What about that Mandy?
She's an aspiring actress.
Oh, bull crap, an aspiring actress. She's probably...
That's a waitress.
She's a waitress, that, you know? And
well, I mean, a lot of waitresses is aspiring actresses.
Okay, and a lot of waitresses are not. So, all right, anyway, Taylor, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. As we talk here to Chris Norton about Temptation Island and why that show is such a success.
Well, Phil, first of all, that last lady I just talked to is a good example of the younger generation, okay? That lady was not, she's not of the younger generation. The younger generation identifies with, you know, with Kaya and with Tahid. Okay.
Oh, so I see. So only the older, old creeps like me don't get this show.
Well, yeah, that's totally it. But the younger people totally, totally love, you know, Kaya and Mandy and Shannon because they're going through the hell that we have to go through if you're good looking. If you're not good looking, then you don't have to go through it.
And the rest of us who will never go to Belize and never be these people, we're all old and...
Well, you're old and you'll never be... Good looking. Some of your listeners probably don't know what makes them want to watch, but deep down they want to be attractive like them.
All right, here is Teresa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I would totally, totally disagree with this man. Completely. Because, you know, people watch it because they want the curiosity of who's going to cheat on them and what are they going to do, not because they want to be like that.
Oh, you're a fan of the show, too, like Chris.
All right, so you understand the show.
No,
Actually, I'm not a fan at all of the show. Then, I don't watch it. I watched the first show, thought it was trash.
How do you know why people watch that? And the other big question is, how old are you?
How old am I?
Yeah.
I'm 28.
All right, and you don't watch the show.
I'm 5'4". I weigh 130 pounds.
All right, so 130 pounds, 5'4". I mean, you were like totally, you were so totally out of the radar on this thing.
How am I totally out of the radar?
Five foot four.
How are you saying that?
5'4" and 130 what?
130 pounds. That's not bad.
You know
that's
what?
Average,
that's fat.
Honey.
No, it's not. Not for 5'4".
Yeah, well,
no,
you
it's
know
fat.
What?
You know, it's fat. And
it's
what
bad.
We're talking about is people on a show who are really ripped, are really buff, and are really, really cute, you know? And I'm sorry, but...
No, well, you know, I disagree. People are curiosity. Human curiosity is...
Well, you know what? You're 5'4", and you're 140 pounds, so...
She's
140.
She said she's 130, okay?
Right, but
you're an idiot.
No.
What you are.
Why?
Yeah, you're sound gay.
How am I an idiot?
Stuck on yourself, and you think you're God's gift to
people.
You
know something? I happen to be good-looking, okay? It doesn't mean I'm stuck on myself, and I understand what good-looking people have to go through. If you're 5'4 and 130, Mr. Henry?
What?
Isn't that fat?
You know what? I don't know. Sounds just about right to me.
Oh, man,
I mean,
you like them fat, don't you?
Look at pal. I'm not about to start to characterize this lady, okay?
I'm not trying to characterize her either. She says she's 5'4", 130. You must have a nice butt then or something, okay?
Maybe she does, okay? I mean, we're not talking about her. We're talking about you. And you're telling these people are role models.
Look at that black guy, Taheed. I mean, Martin Luther King or Malcolm X.
So what?
What about Martin Luther King?
That doesn't mean anything.
What about Martin?
Because they're good looking.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Because you want to be like them.
Oh, I do?
Yeah.
Oh, so now you're characterizing me because I want to be slutty.
Slutty?
I want to go around and throw myself at men, or if I was a guy, I'd want to throw myself at women. Please. I want to make a fool of myself.
You don't want to go to Belize? You don't want to go to Belize? You don't want to go snorkeling? You don't want to have a cocktail?
Honey, I could go to Belize. I don't have to go to be on TV.
Well, not that hotel.
I don't have to do this stuff that these people
do. You can't afford that hotel. Not that hotel.
Do I want to go to the hotel?
How do you know
what
she...
You don't know if I could afford what I can afford.
You know what? You don't sound... 5'4", 130.
Oh.
That's like waitress...
Oh, and you
know
what,
like checker.
You've got the list from hell that you probably gay. And you probably watch it because you want the men, not
You know
women.
Something? If you saw me, you'd want to have me right away, and I'd show you whether I was gay or not.
Oh, really?
That's right.
Well, you know,
I have more
sex. I hate
sex.
To tell you this, but you know what? Your ego is probably the biggest turn off of all of
no.
me.
Okay,
yeah.
You know what? You couldn't handle me anyway, so whatever. I have more sexuality. I'm sessier.
You do have a little bit of a lisp.
What?
You are saying sessy instead of...
Sessy.
Okay.
She's
hey,
sessy.
That's fine. I've been on talk shows before where they gang up on the guests. That's fine, okay? I'm just saying that Teresa, she'd want to have sess with me.
Oh, I would. I'm sorry.
As
I live
you
in
take,
Florida.
Hey,
you know,
take 20 pounds off your ass.
I'd hate to say
okay.
this,
Okay, take 20 pounds off your ass and give me a call.
All right, all right.
Sorry.
You know, it's really... I'm
sorry.
This didn't go the way I wanted it to. We want to review Temptation Island. The last thing is take 20 pounds off your ass and give me a call. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.